from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
Sports, man.
And together, they're Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Aw, I know what you're smiling about. I know what you're smiling about. You're looking at the YouTube chat and seeing everybody say, welcome back, Goo. The man's back. Goo.
What's That's up, nice. Baby?
Nothing.
What'd I miss?
Nothing. Well, you missed the Giants have another 500 week.
No, I saw that, so I didn't miss that. I was staying in touch. But I got friends that love Evan. I get a text last night, so... It'll be you and Steiny. Who else would it be? Then Tone loves Evan. I said, I'm back. Let's get it, Steiny.
Yeah. Yeah, you watch the Niners on Friday?
Yeah.
And preseason's over.
I'm going to tell you, forget, who can I come up with? Al Pacino in Scarface. Kyle Shanahan is a gangster. He is a gangster because, to me, to have your starters out there when the Raiders had no starters out there, and this is the second preseason game for Brock Purdy, Steiny, he's sending a message to me. I don't give a damn who's not here. We got a Super Bowl to win, and Brock Purdy needs work, damn it. And if Trent Williams is not here, I don't give a damn. If Brandon Ayuk is not here, I don't give a damn. We got work to do. Work, Rihanna. And I couldn't believe Brock played as much as he did the last two preseason games. And he could have got hurt. He didn't. And I commend Kyle for not going rogue, Steiny. But the gangster part of just is football. We gotta work on our precision. Brock needs work. And the Niners offense looked good on that first drive. First pass to Debo for 25 yards. Then Kittle. So I'm like, man.
Leonard Floyd hurt.
Well, it's day to day.
Gross Matos hurt.
But they're day to day.
Well, one's week to week.
You are correct there. Because you talk about that D-line depth, man. It's everything for this Niner team. You know, when I left you, I was like, Bosa needs to have a big year, Steiny. But in order for him to have that big year, he's going to need help. Nothing wrong with help, partner. Evan gave you help last week. A lot of help.
Yeah, he, by the way.
I got a bone to pick with Evan. I was going to tell him Friday.
Well, it's funny.
But I held on to it.
And well, I'll let you get to that in a minute. It's funny that you mentioned Scarface. That was one of our beefs last week.
Tony Montana. You'll be back.
He doesn't like it.
Yeah, look at him.
He doesn't like the movie. He doesn't like the actor.
Oh, my God. I just thought, had he seen it? He said he had a short attention span.
I know. It's 2.5 hours, so he'll be.
Anything with Brandon Ayuk?
No.
What is WTF going on? He may get traded. Matt Mayunkle put out a tweet. Oh. Washington and Adam Peters may be back on the take. Oh, could you imagine?
Yes.
Yes. Well, get her done then. Larry the Cable Guy, what's taking so damn long? Get her done.
I do have some news on a couple things. Trent Williams. This is Jeremy Fowler. He works for... He's NFL Network, right? NFL Network, Jeremy Fowler? I mean ESPN? Goo, you're not going to like this one.
Give it to me.
Well, I was told from somebody involved in the situation that he is not going to be available until he gets his contract adjusted. He's got 3 years left on his deal. That could bleed into the regular season with us just being a few weeks away. This is a player who's made about $150 million in his career. He's been taking up golf, kind of staying away from the team, doing his own thing, still training, of course, getting ready for the season potentially. But he's not overly stressed to have to be out there right now, and he's the fourth highest paid left tackle despite being the best the last few years. So the 49ers know they have to do something here. Could sweeten the guarantees on his contract. Mm-hmm. So they're dealing with Brandon Ayuk at the same time. They're trying to get this guy done. So they're hoping he'll be in the lineup here soon.
All right. You got 2 weeks, right?
Did I miss the bleed into the regular season? Was that the part that I missed? I saw
well, that's
that.
What you want. That's what you. That's the whole goal, Steiny, is to avoid that on both fronts. But again, I'll say this. We can sit here and bubble wrap every player in sports all across the board. The bottom line is, if Ayuk, and I'm being proactive, if he's a Niner, puts on that helmet, and is available week one against the Jets, along with his counterpart, Trent Williams, I'll look you dead in the face and tell the listeners, Donnie, preseason doesn't mean diddly squat. And it may not already, but those soft tissue injuries, because you're not – and you have not been practicing in pads and doing all the things Monday through Friday, that to me means something. But if these two gents come back, because that's what it's going to be, they basically missed all the preseason and OTAs, it'll be the middle finger like nothing to see here.
So you clearly didn't listen to any of the shows last week because Evan and I...
I was in and out.
We made
it animal style.
We made it official last week. We agreed that what's already happened is going to impact the regular season. So you missed that part.
Okay.
But we're operating under the premise that now it's too late.
Let me ask you to expand on why you think, like, what if they're 4-1?
Evan?
And they're five games
why
into
did you
it
say
and they
that?
Look dominant. I'll look at you. You know what I'm saying, Steiny? We don't know. But I guess if they get off to a slow start, you know, Monday morning quarterbacks will come out. Is this how you want to do the offseason? Hell no. But at the end of the day, I'm watching Purdy sling that rock, and I know it was the first drive. I'm like,
see the
man,
interception?
I did see it.
Let me tell you
it
something.
Happens. Get it out. Shout out Trey Lance. Threw five of them Saturday.
Threw for 333 yards.
I'll tell you what, he's fast.
I thought he wasn't fast.
He looked like he ain't running in cement. Yeah. But the Niners got their
Evan,
QB, man.
Evan and I got a little something working right now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you're gonna have to claw your way back
okay.
in here.
All right.
So, 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er preseason is in the books. I'm going to challenge 49er fans. What are your takeaways from the preseason? And I'll tell you what, I'm gonna ask you to dig because there wasn't a lot to me that we learned. I don't think it was a great preseason, but we'll see what happens 2 weeks from today when the 49ers take on the New York Jets, Goo.
What if I lay this on you and Evan and the listeners? What if I feel like as much as I've tried to watch the games again and double back and answer that question, that profound question you just brought up, what if I said, Steiny, it's just hard. It was hijacked. It still is hijacked by the absence, more so in the rumors and innuendos when it comes to Brandon Ayuk. Like, that's what this Niner offseason was about, and the worst part about it is it still is. What if I told you I can't get, just me personally, I can't get past that? And I know they got a dynamic kick returner and Garindo. I mean, he looks phenomenal. I think the NFL did a great job in regard to this kickoff. Rule, Steiny, it's going to change games. We're going to see a lot of action on these kickoffs, but Moore held his own. I'm seeing different things, but nothing to supersede the absence of a primetime receiver in your left tackle.
I mean, we'll have to see. We'll have to see if those two guys who aren't practicing right now are back in time for the Jets game. If you're a 49er fan, after Friday's game, you feel better about where this season's going? Seeing Brock Purdy quarterback most of the first half, looked pretty sharp, had one interception.
Yeah.
Kind of forced it in there, but I'll tell you what. Let me tell you something about Brock Purdy.
Preseason's four, man.
Yeah, I got a prediction. I got a prediction. What Purdy's numbers last year were, I think, 31
touchdowns. 31 and 11.
31 and 11. You ready for a prediction? He's going to have more touchdown passes and more interceptions this year.
I wouldn't be. I kind of feel like I know what street you're on with that, but I'll let you break that down as to why more INTs.
So you know how Jimmy Garoppolo, everybody got scared when he threw into the middle of the field?
Oh, man. The oh-nos.
Yeah. I feel like Purdy, I'll tell you what, he is not afraid to throw the ball when there's traffic. And he's got a knack for putting it pretty much in the right spot, but
some of the great ones do that. Brett Favre, Donnie. I shouldn't have brought him up. Didn't but he, you know. But yeah, he got his way to the Hall of Fame. He took chances. He threw a bunch of picks.
Yeah, I wonder just over the course of a season if that's what Kyle Shanahan wants out of his quarterback. Like, how aggressive does he want Purdy to be? I think he wants him to be aggressive running the football, but I wonder how aggressive he wants him to be with some throws. And, I mean, the one thing that I took from Friday's game is he is not – I mean, people may call him a game manager, but he is not afraid to try to make some big plays. And that I don't associate with being a game manager. I feel like a game manager just executes the coach's game plan, whatever the coach wants. I feel like a game manager doesn't take a lot of chances. I feel like a game manager is there not to lose the game. I don't think Purdy's a game manager. I think he's a legitimate quarterback, obviously, but I think he's more, I think he's less careful than we think.
And, you know, it's not because I've been gone a week and I'm coming back whispering sweet nothings to you or trying to kiss your ass, because I don't do it. When I try, I don't do it well. But I'll say this, Donnie, about Brock Purdy. You were the first one at the party in regard to his legs, his escapability. He is not Michael Vick. But you know who he's not? Jimmy Garoppolo, who pretty much was a statue. I'm watching that game Friday, and I'm asking you now, Stoney, do you think Brock Purdy gets enough credit for his leg game? I mean, he runs at the most opportune times, obviously when the pocket breaking down, but he ain't no snail. And I'm looking at Brock like, we focus on what you just talked about, you know, throwing the ball. He's a quarterback, but I don't think he gets enough credit for his leg game, Stoney. He is elusive, and if you look at his thighs and it's just lower half, he's bottom heavy, but it ain't fat. It's just, he's a strong dude. And I'm like, you know what, Brock, you are elusive.
He's very elusive. I think,
yeah,
I think he's what did I call him last year? It's like the mouse in the kitchen. Well, I think you have him, and he goes under the fridge. Then he comes out from behind the fridge, but he goes in that little crack next to the dishwasher. Yeah. I mean, he's got a you know what he's got? You know what he's got?
Lay it on us.
He's got the app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Athlete's advantage. He's got the quick twitch.
I think he's got the skedaddle.
I think he's got quick twitch. He can make a very quick move to get away from a guy who's right on top of him.
Yeah, I'll add this, though. If you got him throwing more picks and number 11 is not an option, and whoever you got out there in filling those shoes, if they're not winning at the line of scrimmage or getting off or running precise routes, you know, and he has to go to option 2, 3, or what have you, I mean, we could see that. But last thing. Yeah. Ricky Pearsall, Stoney, like, that's another component of the preseason that bothers me when you say, "Goo, what did you see?" And I saw a lot of good stuff, but we didn't even get a look at him, not even a glimpse. So if something does pop off with Washington or some other team, Ricky Pearsall will not have been one to take advantage of preseason reps, which, again, could mean nothing, right?
I mean, even if he didn't start, I'd expect him to play some, maybe on third downs or something. I mean, they drafted a receiver in the first round. I mean, I expect Ayuk to catch more than him. I expect Debo to catch more than him. I expect Kittle and McCaffrey. But, I mean, what I would expect out of Ricky Pearsall this year is you start to assimilate him into the system, and he becomes your third wide receiver.
But maybe you're second if Ayuk is not here. You know what I mean? Like, the role expands and becomes bigger, and you kind of just wish he wasn't hurt. And I know Kyle said he expects him back in practice sometime this week. Hopefully that happens, but it was just something I jotted down on my 8.5 by 11. Shout out to Scott Osler-Stein. You watching the game Friday. Remember, he used to have that piece in the Chronicle, things he jotted down on his 8.5 by 11. You don't remember it, Scott Osler, Scotty.
8.5 by 11 is a sheet of paper.
And that,
it's not a note. That it's not an index card.
Yeah, but that was the bit. That was the bit. Things he jotted down on his 8.5 by 11. Scotty.
Goose back. Goose look, back.
People know what I'm talking about.
888-957-9570. What are you taking from training camp, 49er fans? 2 weeks till the opener at Levi Stadium against the New York Jets. I also want to get into this Mike Sando quarterback tiers list. It's pretty interesting. I may ask you the same question I asked Evan last week. What's a franchise quarterback? And we got into a fight over it, Goo.
What? I can't wait to hear the details.
Yeah.
It's been pretty much your definition of a...
We didn't get into a fight. I just feel like there are more...
He doesn't have a definition.
Oh, boy.
No, it's
that we're on was the fence. Fight.
Yeah,
it's you're feel. On the... It's like, give me a quarterback, I'll tell you. It's really that simple.
Oh, Trevor Lawrence comes to mind.
Is he? Is he a franchise quarterback, Goo?
You had him one last week.
Yeah, well.
Don't tell him what I had or what I didn't.
It's kind of nuanced.
Of course he's a franchise quarterback.
Is he getting paid like one?
Yeah, exactly.
Are they hoping he evolves into something better than he's shown?
Of course, he's young. He's young. 49ers have a franchise quarterback?
Yeah, they do.
Nah, they don't.
Stoney's about to get 50 to 60 M's.
We'll see.
I mean, all right.
Evan and I agreed that he's not.
Oh, my goodness. You're playing.
No. Evan had...
Well, what are we missing? What am I missing?
You got to get your second contract from your original team.
Well, then it's about number. I'm talking about on the field. Right now, Brock Purdy. But Dobbs. Yeah, Dobbs. He's
we call him Dobbsy.
Yeah, I ain't going there. That's a baseball term when you add the Z.
Everybody adds that.
In baseball more so than football.
I think pretty much in, you know, all nicknames.
We call primetime Deion Sanders, who I'm down on, primetime.
I don't.
Not primetime Z.
I wouldn't call him primetime.
Yeah. Well,
I'm down on him, too.
Me too. But anyway, we'll get into that. I think you both got it wrong if you're speaking for Evan.
No, Evan
Purdy!
He hasn't got his second contract.
But what about the play on the field and the hope?
Why don't you ask Evan?
Yeah, Evan, what has he not done?
You know what?
He is their franchise quarterback.
Look, he's pouting.
Oh, look.
He's not pouting.
That's a new one. I like it. Radio pouting.
Not pouting. I'm pointing.
Evan, what's
talk to him.
What did you say last week? Get Chickering in here then.
Vic Carter.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, that'll be fun. We'll get into that.
888-957-9570. I got to tell you, I missed you, Goo. And I would have bet against you coming in here today praising Kyle for playing the starters. Did you flip a coin?
No, I didn't flip a coin. I like the new cut. He got like a little mullet. It's longer in the back. Kyle, I'm digging it. And I'm just sitting there like he's sending a message like, We got games to win. We're trying to get back to the Super Bowl. So
right.
I did turn you guys on last week, and the proof is you guys were talking about the Super Bowl or bust and what or whatnot. And I'm just like, you know what, Stoney? I'm done with just kind of how I do my bank account, preparing for the future. The window is just this season. And that's what the Niners are trying to take advantage of. And that's why you need the guys that are not in camp back. Because all it's about and all you can control is what happens on the gridiron and off this season. So the Niners, right now, Stoney, you look at any outfit or who's supposed to win the odds. The Niners are up there, rightfully so. And it's been that way since 19. 4 trips to the NFC Championship game. 2 to the Super Bowl. Like, damn, you don't do that without handing the keys over to a young man that's took you on the first ride. No, I'm about to tell you, his first rodeo. Yeah. He took you to the NFC Championship game and then followed that up with a Super Bowl visit, all while wrecking his elbow.
I just don't understand why, on the one hand, you would call Purdy a franchise quarterback, but on the other hand, not feel good about the year after this year in 2027. If he's a franchise quarterback, he should be sitting pretty till 2030.
Well, nobody does anything by themselves. And we just talked about Bosa and hopefully the new depth of the D-line. But he can't do it by himself. So if he were to lose IU, Donnie, you know, it would be fair to see the impact. Clint Eastwood, sudden impact that would have not just on Brock Purdy, the running game and the Niner offense as a whole.
That's why
I just can't believe he's not back. Brandon Ayuk. I just really can't. And if this report Mayoko tweeted, I think it was a second and a third possibly, Stani. I mean, man, you could have got that way back when, right?
I don't know. I don't know what was there 6 months ago. I don't know what was there 3 months ago. I don't know what there is now. What do you think about this? Manti Te'o, Good Morning Football.
Oh.
Check this out. Hey, Manti. How do the Niners look to you?
I think for the past 5 to 10 years, we've got so accustomed to the San Francisco 49ers walking around not only the NFC West, but the NFL in general as these big bullies. You watch Trent Williams and Deebo Samuel coming out of the locker room with that bump box, and you watch them get into that scuffle in the pregame, and you watch their dominant defense and their run game. We got so accustomed to that. I flipped on the TV and watched their past 2 preseason games when their starters played, and I just see an emotionally drained team.
Wow. Now, you got to go play the games, but man, I'll give him an eight on the, man, he said, not on the emotion, they look drained.
Yeah.
So, you know, just from his standpoint, Stani, what does that mean Monday night in 2 weeks against the Jets?
It means they're going to get pasted, is what it means. It means Aaron Rodgers is going to come into Levi Stadium and do some damage.
Or that's Kyle could tell
what I'm hearing.
Teota, hey, hold my beer. I've been doing this since 19. I know you said 10 years, even before I got here. I'll have my troops ready.
I mean, the reality of the situation with the Niners is, and Evan and I,
interesting. Wow.
Evan and I agreed on this too. We had a lot of agreements last week, Evan and I. We really came
together.
People
say you don't fight when I'm not in.
Well, and I said, and I told our audience, you know, he says less outlandish things than you. And so...
And you're the leader of outlandish.
We both kind of agree that the reason he was going to play the starters on Friday is because he probably feels like they're behind.
Mm.
He probably didn't feel like they were where they needed to be this close to the season. And my question to 49er fans at 888-957-9570, you know how we've all been talking about training camp and the first 2 preseason games. Did you watch Friday's game against the Raiders, and did you feel better about what you were watching? I think you have to, really. I thought the offense looked pretty good when Purdy was quarterbacking in the first, second quarter.
But how can you let that supersede again who's not there and what they're dealing with?
Well,
and Juan Cruz with the best YouTube chat of the day early, Stani. Matty saw the truth in the preseason just like his girlfriend. Pretty good early. That's a 4.
No, it's not. It's predictable, it's hackneyed, and it's trite.
But it happened. Those are facts.
15 years ago.
Still.
Who cares? Let the guy live.
Yeah, he is.
Let the guy live. Wait, what were you saying before that? I disagreed with something.
About my go viral. Whatever you saw that you're hitching your wagon to from a 49er preseason,
supersedes
who's not there to me. That's just me.
Well, then,
and I'm not saying it's going to have mean diddly squat in 2 weeks, but
so
I've been telling you for a month, I'm expecting
him
back.
You took nothing from that game.
No, I took that Kyle has a job to do, and he's not going to cry in his beer on who's not here, and that type of... I'll go use Tails. That emotion has me thinking, Stani, he may think his team and offense can be just as better, if not without Ayuk. So that's why when I'm still seeing the smoke or the rumors about him possibly being moved, I'm like, it could really happen.
It could. So, I think Kyle Shanahan would disagree with you, kind of, where you said – you didn't see anything that supersedes Trent Williams not being there and Brandon Ayuk not being there.
And Pearsall being hurt.
But I think that's the point. That's, I think this is Kyle Shanahan's way of saying, we're going.
The show goes on.
We got to go right now, and we're going to go with who's here, and we're going to go with who's available in 2 weeks.
Well, they did that. They did.
I mean, I think you could look at it like they're not close to bringing these two guys back. Maybe they're not close.
I know we're up against, I'll tell you. Like, I'm Trent Williams. I'm like, damn, coach running Purdy out there without me? Like, there's a message.
Yeah, you ain't that important.
Man.
And we all buried the lead. The 49ers got a real problem if Trent Williams is picking up golf. Because that's a sport that'll hook you.
Oh, stop.
I'm telling you. 888-957-9570 is the number. Goose back. And the 49ers preseason is over. They go 2-0-1. How do you think they looked? And with 2 weeks to go till the opener, what are your takeaways about this team? How you feeling? 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up in the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Though, that segment brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Time for the legal.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. The main man Guru's back in town.
Somebody got a haircut licking fly.
Last Thursday.
Yeah, look at that thing.
Yeah, I may. Yeah. I think this is going to be a productive week for me. I'm going to start lifting, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. All you, the traps, I see, I could see. Like, no, you ain't fat. All no, you need is some air in the tires, Stoddy. I'm looking at you. Because Evan's got the air. He got the gun show going. He got me in there.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start doing something.
You got weights at home? You're going to go to a facility?
Oh, I got an 8-pound medicine ball. Yeah.
But we need some dumbbells.
Do you? Yeah, just go like that, you know? Just like that.
All right. Just let us know when you start, baby. Popeye. Yeah.
How was Greensboro?
It was green. It was beautiful. But I do have to say this. I'm my own man, and I think you guys know this.
Sure.
I'm not perfect. I have a lot of imperfections.
Not at all.
But the one thing you could say about Goo, if I don't owe you money, is he loves his family, right?
Yeah, sure.
So we're out there bonding. It was emotional. And my Dana Relaford, one of my best friends, sends me a text after I slap on Facebook and Twitter. We'll get Instagram. We'll get to that too. The responses, little family pic.
Yeah,
you know, it was emotional. It wasn't a vacation, Stoney, really. Okay. And she's ready to, you know, get on with her life.
You took your daughter back to Greensboro College to North Carolina A&T, where she's about to start her sophomore year.
Yeah, well, she's still a freshman because she started in January.
That's right.
So anyway, my Dana Relaford texts me on the thread, cut the cord already. Jeez, you guys did this last January. And I'm not insecure, but that shook my core. Like, are we? This is my baby forever, Stoney.
Right.
That text hit me like, are we milking this? Should I just slapped her on a plane and said, hey, we've been there and done that? And that's my queen. That's my princess. So F him.
Well,
who would write something? And then Evan at the bar when I came by, I landed and met you guys Friday. Evan don't know he did this. He goes, Milan's been at school already, and he kind of jarred me of like, he's saying what the text was. Did you really have to go out there again with her?
Well, in fairness, I had forgotten.
When you said
I had forgotten.
Give me a double, sir.
I had forgotten that you did do this before.
I'm out.
I believe in January last year.
Yes,
and
we
so
did.
If you really look at it now.
The boss gave me a look, too, when I asked for the time off. You're going back.
You've done it twice now in 7 months.
But that's my baby. I ain't apologizing.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July. All 8 months. Yeah, when you were telling me about that, it changes things a little bit.
A little bit.
Did you do the same for Lil D?
His was different because he was in state. And
so
I won't take any time off when he goes back. You know, see you Sunday. See you later. But Stoney, why do people got to be so evil, I guess? Why would he not have a good time, tell my niece good luck, kick ass, be safe?
Hey, Evan, why don't you...
Cut the cord!
Evan, why don't you do yourself a favor? Find out when Parents Weekend is at North Carolina A&T.
Wilson, I'm going to sit one out.
I think homecoming's in 6 weeks.
He's got homecoming. He's got alumni weekend. He's got
Parents
Weekend.
Well, you
got to
go back
weekend.
After winter break.
Oh, yeah. Boy! You guys, man.
Well, how empty did the house feel?
Well, Lil D's still there. He don't start for another 2 weeks. So he's a big. Once he departs, then we'll really know, and I'll double back and tell you.
Gotcha. Hey, the 2024 Red and Gold Summit is set for Wednesday, September 4th. Once again, we're going to be live from the beautiful Fremont Bank at 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dibbs live from 2 to 4, and then all the hosts join from 4 to 6, getting you ready for another football season. Come out and join the fun. Open to the public. First come, first serve.
Wow. This is going to be more than a summit, a therapy session. There's so many layers to this Niners season, Stoney, and we'll be out there at the Hilton, rightfully so. That is a humongous game. Aaron Rodgers, the Jets, I got them solo on the hot seat, I believe.
It's not.
I got the Jets going far in the AFC. That's for the, another
well,
show.
Is he on the hot seat or are they going far?
It's both. If no, you don't get, if you don't go far no. You can. That's New York.
But you're saying he's going far.
They're on his neck already. Him and Rodgers not seeing eye to eye. But anyway, that's a heavyweight bout Monday night. Aikman and Buck in town. We should try to get Aikman on.
He's your guy.
I don't like any of it.
Possibly.
I'm excited for football.
I can tell.
I just hate the week off. So you get us all
apparently
ready.
You were wrong on this one, too, again.
No.
You've made it. The way you're acting, and maybe you're right.
This is new since they added the extra game. So it's
Evan?
About the third year of this. Oh. I don't like any of it.
Okay.
I
so
like the last
been going
preseason
on for a while.
Well, a couple years.
Yeah.
Damn you.
I bet it's going on longer than you think.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Santa Clara.
Mikey.
He knows the season's shot already. That's up, Mike.
Oh, I don't think it's shot.
Oh,
man.
I'm sorry.
I
misread.
No. No. I never said it was shot. I'm just a little concerned. And by the way, Goo, good to have you back. It's always nice to have our Stephen A. of the Bay back.
Oh, wow.
So,
all I need is to boycott that. Yeah, I take that as a compliment, baby.
Oof.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, take it as a compliment. We need you. So, anyway, guys, what I was talking about was, Goose, I forget which one of you said it a little bit earlier. You know, we're focusing on the now. Super Bowl is now, but also looking to the future. My concern is obviously with these holdouts, and, you know, especially with Trent possibly not, maybe not even being there week one. And, you know, week one is going to be a much more difficult game than I think people possibly think it's going to be. That defense is pretty stacked on the Jets side. I'm just worried because, you know, obviously looking to the future, Trent Williams, even at his age, he's still part of that future. And with him holding out, I worry about, you know, especially with the Jets game, maybe the next 3 to 4 games may not be as bad, but look, it's the NFL. These are professional athletes on every single team. You don't get to the NFL just by being a scrub. So even if it is like the Cardinals or someone like that, they're still a professional football team and anything can happen. So, you know, again, I'm just trying to figure out what's going to happen, and I'm a little nervous about how it's going to start at the beginning of the season if these holdouts continue to happen. So thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Mike.
And a lesson you gave me to his point before I left, Steiny, just moving forward, if they lost to the Jets, your partner, me, would not come in here and be like the season's over. There's a standard that the Niners and Kyle and Brock have set. Bosa, and again, it's operation. Try to get that championship that's been elusive. Yeah. My point is there's no stiffer test. Maybe the Ravens, then the Jets. Like, I think this is a, you know, for the offense, the Jets got a great defense. And with Rodgers back and the weaponry they have, I like, this is awesome for a week one test. The season's not over, but could you imagine if Trent and Ayuk are not a part of your team?
Of course.
Now,
of course.
We're getting there. That thing is staring you in the face.
And then, you know what, Goo? Your whole notion of it being a humongous game, the 49ers would be telling you, it's actually not. Because we didn't think enough of it to get these guys onto the field.
So what if I were to retort with it's bigger than a week one if you don't get your guys on the field? That to me signals something else major is going on. Like the timing, Steve Young talking about the Niners not taking advantage last year of a chief offense that is going to be a lot more lethal this year. Like everything lined up last year. And these problems would be a lot more easier, I believe, for Niner fans to digest and process, Donnie, if you had that bling. If you had just one ring and you were looking
but
at
they
it.
Don't. And it's pointless. It's pointless
but
to talk
like
it. That.
But that's what makes it worse to me is there's no guarantee you'll get back to that stage to try to get that elusive ring.
Why would you assume they're going to just get back? And in fact, that's what
I want to roster up into this offseason.
Well, according to Chris Sims...
49ers would be my four, definitely. One, hey, listen, you know, I think the quarterback is a hair overrated. They are getting up there in age. The receivers, as far as, like, Kittle, his age, the offensive line, other than Trent Williams, doesn't really have another guy that you would put in the marquee list of offensive linemen out there. Defense, we know they're talented, but I think what I'm also taking into account is, like, yeah, you're not going to have Dre Greenlaw near 100% anytime soon. Hufanga safety is still working his way back, right? So there's some of that along with, like you talked about, the aging of the football team that still really, really talented. And Shanahan will probably, if he finds out, text me the middle finger emoji or something like this. But regardless,
I'll make sure he finds
they're,
out.
They're damn good. There's no doubt. But yeah, I don't think they're quite the Lions or the Packers. Not this year.
Wow. If they actually, and I believe it's now, they got matching tattoos, communicate that way. That's awesome. But I'm one of those guys, and you know this from the Warriors. You can hit me all day with the birth certificate, but until my natural eyes see a guy slowing down, that's when I get concerned. But nothing he said is, I mean, you could put that, the Packers are getting older. Yeah, they're young, but you know what I'm saying? Until we actually see guys start to slow down, there's nothing to see here. It's just natural.
Well, and Trent Williams has started to slow down.
No, but he was an all-pro again last year, which I know you kind of like, well, okay, so, good.
What are you saying? Have any of the Warriors slowed down?
Yeah, they're at different rates.
Yeah,
but not
course.
To the point to where the Niners are not picked to win. They're picked in a lot of outlets, and my outlet representing the National Football Conference.
Yeah, you know, I would, I mean, the question I have for 49er fans is what's your expectation right now of this team? Because I'll tell you right now, and I know a lot of you out there will roll your eyes because I'm not a fan, but if I were a 49er fan, the goal would be very simple. Make the playoffs. Make the playoffs. That's the goal after the way the preseason went.
Because so you're changing this based on what's popping off. Like you just said, a preseason.
Not really. But I think the idea of Super Bowl or bust is a joke. I really do. You can't. There's things that are going to happen that you can't control. And in order to win a Super Bowl, every single thing I feel like's got to go right. And the 49ers can have a great year and something happens and then they don't win a Super Bowl. It's nobody's fault, but it just happens. And I look at this team right now, and the Rams are supposed to be better.
Yeah.
The Packers are supposed to be better. The Lions are supposed to be better. And so, what's the first goal? Let's make the playoffs. Make the playoffs. Give me 10, 11 wins. And we'll see. We'll try to get the first, the number one seed. But if this stuff bleeds into the season and leaks into the season, we might not have that luxury. But I just feel like... You know, I don't like that's the one thing that I don't jump all the way to a championship. You got 17 games first, you got to make the playoffs.
You sound like Kyle, like I could hear a coach saying that to his players, but let me throw this to you.
Can't say on the one hand, like you have all off season and say, Steiny, they were lucky to beat the Packers. They were lucky to come back and beat
and
the
I
Lions.
Believe that.
And then just assume that this upcoming year, they're just going to win three playoff games and then or two playoff games and then the Super Bowl. You can't assume that. I don't.
Well, what would you give me for this? Because I feel like you're kind of describing it without even knowing it. I don't believe the team that loses the Super Bowl can have a Super Bowl hangover. I feel like that's only that's only for the guys that win the game. Now, I never played in the leagues, Donnie, shocker, but a Super Bowl hangover to me is for the winner. Well, the loser, I think they go use that fuel to, let's get, you know what, and no nonsense. And that's why I'm shocked that the front office and the players, you know, Ayuk and Trent, are doing what they're doing this close to go time.
The stats tell you that it's harder for a team that lost the Super Bowl to get back to the Super Bowl than a team that's won the Super Bowl to get back to the Super Bowl. Mm. So, I mean, I absolutely think there's something to the fact that the 49ers got all the way to the mountaintop last year.
Man, OT.
They didn't get it done, and now they're back at the starting line with everybody else, with 32 other teams. And so now everything starts over. Everything starts over. They're not the best team in football right now. They're 0-0. There's 32 other teams, or 32 teams, and you go out and you beat the Jets, and you look good, and you're 1-0, and everybody says, well, okay, let's get this thing rolling. And maybe you start out 4-1, and there's good feelings around. Somebody else may be 5-0, and you may not get the number one seed. But to me, it's about making the playoffs. Make the playoffs, and then you go into the postseason, and you try to win as many games as you can. But there's just no guarantee.
Well, what's funny about all this is, I'll tell you who the Jets. Yeah, you're right, Stoney. I can't even argue that. But the Jets know what they're going to look like and who their quarterback's going to throw and be protecting for them week one. And if we went to 31 other teams, it's that, what, maybe Dallas with the CeeDee Lamb thing, because Jamar Chase, I think he's back practicing. But my point is, Niner fans are on edge of what are we going to look like that game.
You know what?
That, to me, is what are we going to look like? Forget winning the game. Yeah.
I don't think 49er fans are on edge.
Hmm.
You know, I worked last week. We took calls from fans. I don't think they're on edge. I think they still feel great about this team.
So they're assuming Ayuk will be here.
I guess. But 888-957-9570 is the number. We talked about this, you know, last few weeks about how you feel about the Niners, the vibe. And Guru used an interesting phrase there. If you're a Niner fan right now, are you on edge? I kind of feel like there's a lot of fans out there that are still not overly concerned, and I still feel like there are a lot of fans out there who don't think that this Trent Williams Ayuk thing is serious yet.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. 888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, you know, the thing I've struggled with the whole time is everybody says it's a throwaway line, but everybody seems to say, oh, this is their year, the window, they're never going to have a better chance, it's all about this year. Well, the 49ers, to me, and Ayuk and Williams aren't telling you that it's the most important year.
Wow, man.
If it were the most important year, I think, can't we all agree that if this year were truly the most important year, and Shanahan and Lynch truly believe this year was more important than last year, will be more important than next year, if that's really true, those guys would be here.
Well,
they would. They would. But it's not just about this year.
Okay, let's take this. We work for Odyssey. Your last name is Steinmetz. You have daughters. You have dreams, you have aspirations, and your job helps you, get to those. But Steiny, you're not going to put Odyssey before your family. And if you know not coming to work is going to fetch you some more cash, my point is, you're standing on that because your last name and your family mean more to you than Odyssey. And not saying Odyssey doesn't mean a lot to you, but it's behind. And so I said that to say, is that what, that's what Trent and Ayuk are doing? They're trying to take care of their family and their future. And they're not throwing the middle finger to the Niners. But when you say it the way you said it, like, I do feel Trent and Ayuk are all in, but they're using this as leverage to secure their future.
What? I mean, why would you think they're all in? Like, why? I'm not picking a fight.
This is all business. Okay. And Bosa did it. But nobody knew, and everybody knew he wasn't going to leave. So there was no fear factor. I forget what network that used to be on.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, just, I'm sorry. You can't tell me Trent Williams is all in.
Oh, bye. Thank you.
You can't tell me Trent Williams is all in. I'm sorry. No. I'm not saying he's a head case. I'm not saying he's self. But don't tell me he's all in.
Well, what?
He's not here.
What if I feel like you're not giving him the benefit of the doubt as far as when he signs that name and he's yet to miss an actual game, he's going to give you his all.
You used the phrase all in. I do not believe he is all in right now. And I would say, how the hell could you even say that when he has a contract, he's under contract, and he's not there?
But he's standing on being true to himself and getting as much the money grab. And you can almost respect it.
Okay, you can almost respect it. Does that mean you don't respect it? What does almost respect it mean?
I guess I'm just saying I'm not at the harbor of docking the boat of he's not. Because I know what I'm going to get when he signs. And I believe that.
You think you do?
Well, you hope you do.
Yeah.
But he's all
in. Of course. But give me a break with Trent Williams is all in. If Trent Williams were all in, he'd be here.
Well, are the Niners all in? Had they met his demand? You know what I mean? Had they got something hashed out?
Well, they didn't.
So,
they haven't.
So it's 50-50.
I don't care what it is. He's 50-50 in. Because I'll give him half the blame for this. The bottom line is, don't tell me Trent Williams is all in. The other thing Evan brought up last week, and I wish I knew the players.
Yeah, tell me.
Do you realize that the Chiefs just signed their center to the biggest contract a center has ever gotten?
Gotcha.
Yeah, he was in camp. He was in camp practicing.
Right.
And then he signed a deal, and now he's the most lucrative, highly paid center in football.
Yeah. Snidey, look, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not mad at Trent. I think we know where he's at in regard to his career. We all expect this. It's kind of funny. We've never heard Kyle say he's irritated with Trent and how he's going about his business. And maybe because he hadn't made the rounds like Ayuk had. But I guess if I'm a Niner fan or I'm part of the organization, I kind of know I'm going to get Billy Badass when we do get this hashed out.
Kind of know.
Well, like I'm not, what's his, come on, Stoney.
What?
He's an A-minus left tackle.
He's been, yeah.
And I'm assuming when we get this hashed out, once he gets on the field Monday night, I'm going to get all of him.
Okay, you probably will. I'm just saying he's not there now.
Yeah.
I mean,
but I feel like you're just blowing past what he's trying to accomplish. And I know
what he's trying to accomplish. He needs to be the highest paid left tackle in football. And because he's not right now, he's not in training camp. Because that's something that apparently to Trent Williams is hugely important, to be the highest paid left tackle. I don't see that as being all in.
Okay.
Go get your money.
Yeah.
But you ain't all in.
But when I left you last, you threw this out. Maybe they have an agreement to. He hates training camp. He hates training camp.
Okay.
So how much of a?
So he's never all in at this point anyway. So I'll give it to you. Yeah, when he gets in, he'll probably be all in. But don't tell me he's all in right now. He's all in to try to get as much money as he can right now. 888-957-9570 is the number. Guru used the phrase all in. And I guess my question to 49er fans is, do you feel like this organization, this front office, the players, do you feel like everybody is all in on the same page, ready to go back to the Super Bowl and make amends for last year? You tell me, does it feel like the 49ers, top to bottom, are all in? 888-957-9570 is the number. Join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament. It benefits the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.